We're talking all about Pinches Medical today, and joining me now to tell me more, it's Ian. Good afternoon, Ian. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. Thank you.
Well, tell me more about your role at Pinches Medical.
So I am one of the owners and I'm the director of the financial and commercial side of things. My role is that myself and my wife are the directors and form two of the key members of the board. I oversee all activities relating to things like marketing, sales and positioning within the market, all the commercials. I make sure that obviously we're fully compliant with all the regulations, both from an HMRC and from a CQC, which is the Care Quality Commission point of view, to make sure that we are fully compliant, you know, not just within the law, but, you know, really providing excellence. The quality of everything that you would experience at Pinches, with the exception of the clinical side of things, is my responsibility.
Big responsibility.
Yeah.
Very important role. And high quality personalised healthcare is exactly what it's all about. So tell me what gave you the inspiration to the practice and the idea and to take that forward.
Yeah, no, certainly. So in 2015, my wife and I had just actually got married in the summer. She has been running a successful pharmaceutical business focusing on clinical trials and patient safety within clinical trials. And my background is in accountancy and in management consultancy. We realised that between us, we had quite a lot of drive and a desire to create something new. And we spotted a gap in the market. And we felt that the opportunity to provide a private GP, in other words, primary care services, was absolutely ripe in the UK. Everybody can get access to and is very aware of hospitals and schools and dentists that are all private, you know, there are private options available. But in primary care, it's really only in the big cities where you can get sort of a commoditized private GP who will just help you quickly, but you may never meet them again. And it tends to be a different GP every time. So we absolutely felt strongly that there was an opportunity for that old-fashioned, know your doctor, have the time, have the relationship model, but actually across the UK. And so, of course, being local, we started here.
And based in Macclesfield then,
yes.
I think most people would have walked past you, would know where you are. What's the best way to get in touch, though, if you want to book an appointment, if you want to start that relationship?
So I would actually advise a phone call, 704-777. So hopefully a simple number. Whilst you can make contact, sending messages by email, for example, and we have actually got an app under development and we're looking at other ways of doing, you know, easy contact. Because this is very much a personal service and we're strong believers that when you have your GP, it should be someone who you've met personally and you know personally before you start considering things like video calls. I would absolutely recommend you phone in and then come in. But actually, you don't need to be unwell to do that. We've got other things going on in the building.
And that brings me on to the services that you offer as well, because this really is, it's high quality. It's something that people may be really interested in doing because of the nature of how we live now. We're busy people. We have an awful lot to do in our lives. And how
yes.
many times have we heard the phrase, I haven't got time to go to the doctors. I haven't got time to deal with that. So actually, what you offer there and what you've already mentioned is video call service.
Yeah, so that is something we absolutely offer people who are registered. And when you register, you've got a choice to become a member when you're paying a regular subscription and then have some defined services. Or you can register as a non-member and then access our services as you need on a pay-as-you-go basis. Now, the basic principles that we are adhering to is that we will provide rapid access, longer appointments, and a five-star experience. So those three things is very difficult for the NHS to provide because of the resources that they haven't got. So whilst the NHS is there and is frankly fantastic and provides us all with wonderful care with the constraints that it's got, what we're offering is an option for people who can afford it and would want the service because it's good for their lifestyle and their requirements of their diary to be able to come quickly, see someone longer, and actually have a really wonderful experience, including a concierge and leather sofas and lattes and just really taking the time to have a relaxing experience.
We chatted about levels of membership and actually to tie in with what you were saying about the NHS as well, there's something that you can offer to help people on a 6-monthly basis.
Yes, no, absolutely correct. So one of the gaps that we've identified that the NHS is unable to offer just simply because of the required resource is a 6-monthly checkup. Many other countries do provide this, and of course our dentists provide this as a matter of course, but this 6-monthly checkup is something we give to all of our members so that you can always Have that opportunity to just check in with us and talk about any niggles and have us check on how you're doing since we last saw you.
And how often do we have those niggles as well and we ignore them? And if we'd got to them sooner, the story would be a lot more positive.
Early intervention, it's an overused phrase, but it's one I suspect that everybody listening to this podcast has heard. Early intervention. So if we get quickly onto any conditional or potential problem, the chances of it being A, completely fixed, and B, fixed sooner are much, much higher, which is, of course, why we also offer the rapid access appointments. But the 6 monthly checkups have made a real difference to our patients.
And there are different levels of membership, as you've sort of briefly mentioned there as well,
yes.
So that people can sort of view this as an ongoing thing for life. It might be something that you need at a time in your life when perhaps you didn't expect to have to book something like this. You guys can deal with memberships for that.
Yeah, completely. So I think the first thing to say is that our membership is not for people who are unwell. The whole premise is that we want you to stay well. So our vision statement says that we want to provide great care so that we can maximize both the quality and the quantity of your life. And who wouldn't want that? So I'm backing our service because I believe that everybody wants maximum lifespan and maximum quality of life. So what our service provides to members is a full health assessment when you join so that we really know you and we know you when you're well. You know how when you go to the doctor and if you sprained your knee or something and they all immediately say, can I see the other knee so I can compare? Well, that same principle applies so that we really get to know you when you're well and you establish a relationship and a rapport with your GP who then knows what's wrong, you know, in a much more informed way when you go when you're unwell.
I think there might be some degree of confusion for people who have never used a service like this before into how it ties in with their previous medical history. At what point do you advise people to advise their own GP that they're coming to you, or is that something that you take care of?
No, that's a really good question. In fact, many people have asked that question. What we are providing is not in any way a mutually exclusive thing. In other words, you're not opting out of the NHS. In fact, it's the opposite. And we go to whatever length is necessary to ensure that your records are fully aligned. What that means is that after every visit, our GP writes a comprehensive letter, heads it up as to whether action is required or whether it's for information, sends it to the NHS GP, and those records are kept absolutely 100% aligned. And you still have full access to all your NHS services and rights, as you would know. You're not in any sense removing yourself from NHS access. But what we're doing is giving you the option to get the rapid access with a longer appointment. And actually, in a small way, we can help alleviate the pressure on the NHS.
People have a real passion for the NHS.
Yes.
For obvious reasons. Is there something that you think you can reassure people with, that actually you're not trying to encourage them away from the precious service that we have, but just assure them that actually this just works in a slightly different way if your options and your limitations are different?
Yeah, absolutely. So this suite of services that we provide are absolutely an option for you. If you choose to take this option, we're in no sense the NHS, so there's no privatisation of the NHS. We're not the NHS. This is not privatising the NHS. Just like if you choose to go to a private school or a private dentist, as I know many people do, then all it means is that you are choosing to pay for a service that you have actually, of course, already paid for access to that service through your taxes. But you're choosing to pay for it again because you believe that that school or that dentist, or in our case, that doctor, can offer you something that you can't get otherwise, whether it's speed of access or length of appointment or the environment itself. So we are huge supporters of the NHS and tried to make as much fuss as everybody else recently about the 70 years of the NHS. And I'd also, you know, really just like to reiterate that support isn't just verbal. All of our doctors also work in the NHS. One of our doctors is a lead partner in an NHS practice as well. Our lead doctor, Dr. Jones, who's my wife, actually works in the NHS as a locum on a regular basis. And we are huge supporters of the NHS, but we are just providing that other option if you want to get the more speedy, the longer and the nicer environment.
Yeah, and for Pinches Medical, high quality personalised healthcare really sums up what it is that you are providing.
Yes, absolutely, because what is more important than one's health?
I want to take you back now to when you started.
Yes.
Because this is also part of an inspirational story, I think, about building something up. And actually, you say you like to find somebody in their well state. That wasn't the case, was it, when Pinchy started? Talk to me about the building and the renovation.
Well, the building itself certainly wasn't well. Charles Rowe House is 265 years old. And in 1949, when it was just about 200 years old, it was actually declared as a Grade 2 star listed building, which sounds like a fantastic way of preserving a building. But actually, there are some negatives to that, because it actually scares people off, because then the regulations to improve or make any changes to the building are extremely rigorous. And it means that the value of the building itself drops because there's just so much pain involved. Now, happily, Martin McMillan of McMillan Martin Publishing bought the property in the late 70s and actually saved it from dereliction. There were holes in the roof. It was being rained on. It was just going to collapse within 10, 15 years from that point. And he did that and turned it into part of his office for his business. And then when they moved out some years later, it was then rented out to other businesses. But by 2008, it had got to a state where it wasn't rentable. It wasn't lettable to any kind of commercial tenant. And so Martin very kindly lent it to some of the local art community to do exhibitions. And so for the next 10 years, basically, that's what happened. But it was on the market with a huge for sale sign outside. And no one was interested until we came along. We were looking for somewhere that would be able to provide the kind of standards we were after. We were looking for something that could almost be a little bit of Harley Street within Macclesfield. And when we found this beautiful Georgian facade with a wonderful staircase, but in the state that it was in, we had the vision, you know, and there were people who were saying, you know, are you crazy? But we had the vision then that we could turn it into what it is today. And so that's essentially what we did. It was a huge battle, and it took well over a year of building work. But I'm absolutely proud as punch of what we've achieved, and I'd love people just to come in and have a look, which is one of the reasons we have a cafe in there.
And what are your visions for the future then? Any plans to expand?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. So the first thing we did was we've created a satellite clinic down the road for the Downchester Gate at number 125 and 127, so that we've got more capacity there. We are actually now in conversation with the Titherington Club, and as from next Wednesday, we'll be providing on-site services of GP and physio and nursing at the Titherington Club on a regular basis, and we will expand that so that we're going to create more satellites clinics. And I've had inbound requests from both Knutsford and Congleton, can we please set up a clinic there, because, you know, that's something we'd like in the area from different, you know, from people in sort of in the community. So we absolutely intend to do a kind of hub and spoke model where the registration will be at Pinch's Medical and in Charles, you know, which is based in Charles Rowe House, but with satellite clinics within 20 minutes or so, who can, you know, who then be part of that model. And then, you know, as and when things go well, we then look to set up another hub, you know, further away. So we'll see how that goes.
Fantastic. Ian, thank you so much for your time. Tell me how we can find out more about Pinch's Medical.
So we have quite a good set of blogs on our website. Our website is pinches.life, L-I-F-E. It's one of the new domain extensions that people are perhaps less familiar with. But if you just type in pinches.life, you'll find our website. Have a look on our hub to see some of the articles about what we do. Have a look at our membership page just to see what options you've got for access as we're now ready to take on more volume. So that's the best way of doing it. Please also just phone in on 704777 and we will be delighted to give you a complimentary tour of the building and show you all the things we do there, including our multifunction copper room, which I've not even talked to you about.
Ian, thank you so much. It sounds like you deliver a fantastic service, and I'm sure people will be in touch, and the best of luck with your vision for the future.
No, thank you so much. An absolute pleasure.